your favorite players. The ultimate ticket. Get there as the top 70 players in the world. And the BMW Championship visits Medina Country Club August 13th through 18th, 2019. Right in the heat of the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs.
Tiger, beautiful. Tiger's tied for the lead.
Exclusive Father's Day ticket packages are now available for Chicago's biggest golf event of the year. Visit BMWChampionship.com today.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coastie, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's the things vets care about. Benefits and employment. It's women's issues and everything from happy hour to firepower. If it affects vets, it's on ConnectingVets.com.
Netcast cameras. They have three components. They have your...
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Radio.com Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! What do you think about the people who questioned Katie's heart and how long it was taking him to return?
Some of the fans cheering when he went down?
Trash. So trash. But like I said, no one idolizes superstar athletes, not human beings. It's always about what we can do between those lines. That's it. That's all that ever matters. And then once we lash out and, you know, do human type things, then we're considered bad guys.
Interesting life perspective from Boogie Cousins. Like to go to him for some understanding. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
And this transition is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, the Western Conference champion. Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making this 25th anniversary season so special. Thank you and see you in October.
We'd like to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, that means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin.
He's one of the most misunderstood people.
I that wasn't me breaking down, but I could, talking about how misunderstood Dustin is. Thanks to Kevbo.
Who's kind of a heartthrob?
Not necessarily. Maybe in his own mind. And Ray.
He's a good teammate.
Thank you, Ray.
You are a good teammate.
Very good.
Loosey-goosey?
No.
A little bit.
And let's get to Connor McKnight and Dan Bernstein. They join us now in our beautiful... Whatever.
What's cooking, guys?
It's a culinary,
it's got a different
culinary,
name.
Culinary, whatever.
Culinary kitchen. And yeah, he called it studio, and it threw me, and I...
We are in the culinary studio.
We turned it into a studio. Kitchen.
There's a sign.
They,
it was like...
They've made signs
14
of the one
signs.
Thing that we don't need to remember.
Broadcasting live from the that. Culinary kitchen. Why can't I call it a kitchen? We got a world-class kitchen behind us. Although... I was very surprised to learn, because I was threatening to make an omelet earlier.
Yeah, did you run the gas?
They've turned the gas off.
I know. Mm.
Did you know that?
They were worried about us specifically.
Yeah, they probably would.
Yeah.
Told us ahead of time they were going to do that, because they didn't want us during breaks.
Don't take your stupid videos and set fires during the show. It's don't
Connor's,
do it.
They thought you'd
Connor's
actually literally
injury prone.
Bring in leftovers.
Right, but
right. What's funny is it's really comfortable for me because of the time that I spend sort of at the kitchen counter. I don't know how you have it at home, but we've got a kitchen great room arrangement, which is where everybody is all the time. And that's where the big TV is. And much of the time, I'm literally behind a kitchen
TV's
counter.
In the kitchen.
It's off of the kitchen.
Yes.
It's visible from the kitchen.
Okay.
The living room and kitchen are one open area. So this is really comfortable for me. It's sort of like...
So you're always in the kitchen.
It's like doing the show
from home.
It's
amazing you're not 300 pounds.
Is that why you're dressed like that?
What?
Shorts and... Well, white socks?
I'm always dressed like this. Oh, that doesn't change. I don't. I've been dressed like this for 20 years, but it's. I think it's working. It's fun. Did you guys see the front page of the New York Daily News?
No,
by any chance?
Quality.
Was it?
It's a big picture of Durant sitting on the court, and it says Knicks lose Game 5.
Oh boy. Oh my gosh.
That is
how myopic
stuff.
Can you be?
That's
great New York.
I mean, as short staffed as newspapers are these days, that is a solid front page.
Everything's
well, that's
ruined,
what they
right?
do. That's what they do.
That's funny.
That's what they do. They troll everybody.
But I still think he gets the offer.
Awful for him. Oh, I'd make the
no.
offer.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
If I were the Bulls, I would make
Listen,
an offer for him
it's,
right
it's gonna
now.
It's going to be a moot point. He has until June 29th to opt in. Once he does that, he's not a free agent. So there's not going to be an offer if he does that.
Opt in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he?
Why wouldn't you?
31 and a half to
you
rehab,
could,
yeah.
But you could do away with the awkwardness. They could even, Rick Camp was telling us earlier, and we'll talk to Mark Deeks about it at 11, there could be a sign-and-trade possibility, too. It would be, how awkward would it be if he spends an entire calendar year as a Warrior,
which he will,
rehabbing it there? Well,
and not, then says goodbye.
Not necessarily. Why wouldn't some team just come in? He signs the max with another team, so he rehabs in Brooklyn. Or he
no,
rehabs in,
well, I see. I think he's probably more comfortable with the Warriors. Number one and number two, he also can't rule out. He, in his mind, look, this is a guy that played. Under the circumstances he played in last night, he may think that it's a 10-month recovery. He comes back for the playoffs, and he wins a title next year.
And then does
Maybe.
It again.
And we're, then walks away.
So we're all just ready to make Kevin Durant, whenever he comes back, Kevin Durant when he comes back. Nobody needs
him?
To know.
Did you, like, you
he
don't,
was fantastic.
You don't,
he'll
he
be,
can't block his shot.
He scored 11
Molly,
points on
Molly,
one leg.
He's going to be 32 coming off a major Achilles injury.
He's 30 right now. He's going to be 31.
He turns 31 September 29th, so by the time he comes back, he'll be on the doorstep of 32 at 7 foot with a major
See,
doorstep.
That's a really good point, Connor, and it's
I'm
probably
saying,
one
like
that Kevin Durant's people should be asking him to consider.
It's something they should have told him before last night.
No, well, okay.
Why? I mean, he's going to get $30 million, $31 million.
He's going to get 31 and a half.
Okay,
yep.
And then he's going to come back, and as I said, if I were the Bulls, I would sign Kevin Durant right now to a max contract, even if I had to cut someone to do it, and wait a year.
But that's the point.
That's how good he is.
He and his people never wanted to be in a position where they were taking a max offer from the Bulls.
Well,
they wanted to set the NBA straight and go wherever the hell they wanted.
Okay, and he can still do that. You don't think the Knicks are willing to wait a year? You don't think Brooklyn's willing to wait a year? I think that the offers that he had, if he knew them, remain the same, even if he can't play for a year. I think you would pay him $30 million to get him the year after. I would.
And that's the question. Would he just take it now and be done with the awkwardness, rehab with his team to be, rather than the team from which he's checking out?
I don't know.
How does he feel about his doctors? How does he feel about
Nobody
the
knows.
Medical? That is
Nobody
a huge
knows.
Part of it.
Yeah.
If he's comfortable with the Golden State people to rehab him, that he, you know, the one guy was helping him walk off.
The suggestion is though he would have to feel comfortable with his doctors, or else he would not have been on the court last night.
But I mean, it'd also be difficult, David. Don't you think?
There's some trust level involved.
To show
there.
Up at you know the Knicks and hey guys, I'm going to be over here in the training room.
Totally.
I'll talk to you next year.
Yeah, I'll see you in a year.
And don't think you're getting your ankles taped because I've got this guy. He's my.
You're
guy
terrible now. Because you can't afford anybody else because you're paying me who is sitting in the training room getting rehab.
Well, that dynamic.
It's not fair.
Because a player is always going to want to play. A player is always going to want to be cleared. Players shop around for an opinion they like sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But what you need to know is, did the doctor say, Kevin, you can do this,
yes,
but you're really in danger of a terrible injury?
No.
Or does a team...
Rachel Nichols reported that he was told it couldn't be worse, that he could not injure himself worse by playing.
Right.
Well, they could be too entire. This is unlikely, but it's possible that these could be entirely unrelated. that the Achilles going is just a random coincidence that has nothing to do with a completely separate.
It'd be one
calf
heck of a coincidence.
It would, but it is possible.
And until we find out what that calf injury actually was, like the actual injury itself, which I don't think we will at this point. The Achilles is shot. Well, it's probably going to be torn. I mean, the MRI is going to be later today, but that's. That will be the story, and his rehab and his future will be the story, not the first injury.
The reports were after he had the he played in the practice, he had two different ice packs on, one on his calf and one on his Achilles. And then if you watch him, the minute he goes down, he's feeling his Achilles. He wants to make sure that his tendon's still there.
And
he's
it was.
Pinching his leg.
Yeah, and it was. You saw it go. You could see. It's like, you know, like I say, cooking a chicken drumstick, and when you see that thing peel up in the pan.
Yep. How do you stop that from happening, though? I mean, I know it sounds easy, but you know, this isn't a player saying, I want to play in a game in a regular season. This is a superstar saying, I want to come back in the NBA Finals to alter my legacy, okay? That's a powerful force to say, well, you know what? We know better than you do, Kevin Durant. You're going to sit out, and you're going to do what's best for your future. When you have everything at stake, and then if Golden State loses, what happens to the legacy of Kevin Durant?
And he's not playing for you anymore. It's what we were talking about, what the way Joe Maddon used Aroldis Chapman. What does he care? He's not going to be here next year.
Hanging
so
out there.
You're wondering what, if a team knew, if he were in the first year of a five-year deal locked into the Golden State Warriors, they're probably shutting him down. And they might be saying, I don't care what you think. Your legacy is wonderful. You're too important. You're too significant an asset. Maybe the fact that they expect him to leave plays into the risk calculus. Hmm. But as inhumane as that sounds.
No, but I mean, Bob Myers weeping as he's talking about it. I mean, I don't think it was they tried to pull some.
It's not fair.
And they have to pay him $31 million for playing, you know,
to be a patient.
Less than a half.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Dan. I think that's way too conspiracy theory. I'll be very curious to wait and find out what Durant has to say on his made-up Instagram and Twitter accounts. And if he's insulting the doctors or the decision, you'll know.
That's the other aspect of it, too, is remember, he internalizes everything he reads about himself. God. And he gets, what do they call it, internet brain. And that is... That informs this all this talk of how his awareness of his legacy and what people say about him. He's very sensitive to that stuff.
That's what drove him to get back on the court. That had to play some role. Because if he's oblivious to that, if he's able to block out the noise, he may have had he may have listened to somebody who said that to him, Connor, saying, okay, you know what, you the risk is not worth the reward, because he definitely didn't look at it that way.
I think you're right. I think his legacy is one that's been played out on the internet maybe more than anybody else in the NBA save LeBron, and that's something a little bit different because his status is one of the greatest to ever do it. I think, though, with KD, there are so many other forces that he's been interacting with in his career. You know, it's not just this guy that shuts it down and goes zero dark 10 or whatever. It's not that. He's a guy who's constantly there and responding to it. And I think you saw that from his teammates all night long after the win with Clay and with DeMarcus.
What do you think of him now that you thought of? Is there anything, do you think anything differently of him now than you did before he played? Do you think of him now as a gamer? Do you think his legacy is secure now because of this?
I think he answered a question about himself, and I think it's a question that he got kind of goaded into answering in the first place. He got himself hurt, or the Warriors got him hurt, or his Achilles just left itself. I mean, that's
guy's a hell of a
player. He shouldn't have played. He did, and I don't know that he's going to get the points for that he ought to, that any other player would.
Would you give him?
I don't know, because we don't. There's so many. We're filling in so many blanks here, multiple blanks that are always going to arrive at some position of fairness or unfairness or definition. Where until we actually know what he was told, you know, I know Rachel Nichols reported what she said, that somebody said you can't hurt yourself worse, and. We're still jumping to conclusions because it is the same calf that they're related. Yeah. We're still, but we don't know. We're never going to know unless Durant sits down and bares his soul and says, here's what I was told. Here's the risk I knew I was taking. Here's the risk I didn't know I was taking. It's all incredibly unfair for us to label him hero, coward, or somewhere in between.
I'd watch that Instagram story. Just Kevin Durant talking about it all. That's going to happen.
Coward. He's not coward anymore. I mean, you can't say that about him anymore. I mean, you can't. Anybody who would have unfairly labeled him a coward before, which would to me would have been ridiculous. This guy came back quickly from an injury that got worse, and he put himself at risk for the good of what? Winning. And in the name of winning. It may have been, you can say it may be the wrong decision, or maybe some people will say it was a dumb decision. I would hesitate to do that, but, and I don't agree with that, but you cannot go, the days of calling Kevin Durant soft anymore are gone.
Guys, the women's national team opens up their World Cup campaign today against Thailand at 2 o'clock. Don't know if you're taping it or planning on it, but...
Is Thailand good?
Watch party.
Is 2 o'clock this afternoon?
2 o'clock, stay tuned.
Oh, excellent.
What have you?
Well, we're going to be breaking down all of the aspects of this and all the ramifications and how this echoes across the NBA. Joe Sheehan is going to join us with some baseball stuff. We got a brand new stat to talk about. Yeah. The folks at Baseball Savant StatCast
interesting one.
And MLB have created a new measurement. It isn't any fancy statistic. It's just a
wow.
camera measuring things that I think is pretty cool with some surprising Chicago players on the leaderboard. Do the midday midway at 10:40. Mark Deeks, our friend from across the pond, great day to talk to him with all of his NBA knowledge and cap ramifications of what's going to happen with the Kevin Durant injury and what's going on in this series. He will talk NBA with us at 11.
Have a good show.
Great, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby. I'm done.
Anthony Rizzo talking Cubs on the Score.
Feels like every time you lead off an inning, you reach base.
Yeah, that's the goal. I like leading off innings, that's for sure. But yeah, it was a nice win for us. Going down four early versus the Cardinals, I dissed. It's a nice win.
This is Chicago's official radio home for Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, and today's birthday shout-outs go to Diana Taurasi and Maya Moore. These two UConn alumni and WNBA overall first-round picks are among the greatest scorers in women's basketball history. Both have also taken WNBA sabbaticals. Taurasi sat out the Phoenix Mercury's 2015 season at the request of her Russian Premier League team, which paid her 14 times more than Phoenix's $107,000 near-maximum WNBA salary. Moore is sitting out this year's Minnesota Lynx season in order to focus on family and ministry dreams. With Becky Hammon potentially becoming head assistant coach of the Spurs and Swin Cash just named vice president of basketball operations for the Pelicans, Taurasi and Moore could have many exciting new second career options ahead. Meantime, happy 37th birthday, Diana, and happy 30th, Maya. Have a great day, ladies. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here, or here, or here. One of the nation's best savings rates, opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels. Nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done. With licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Napa know-how.
At Napa Auto Parts, you can get $25 or more off brand new DeWalt power tools by trading in your old ones. You know, those worthless tools you never use anymore? Yeah, those dusty things can actually save you at least $25 on new DeWalt power tools. Not so worthless after all. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/19.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after 22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coasty, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. It's military news and issues that affect your wallet. It's women's issues and vets who are raising the bar and accomplishing the impossible. Whether you're an operator, a pogue, a fobbit, or an Airedale, the place that speaks your language is ConnectingVets.com.
Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole.
I see more foot and ankle problems initially than I see any of those other categories. Foot fractures were the number one injury that was treated at Combine this year.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m., here on 670 The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Hall of Famer, 3-time All-Star, Cy Young winner, Fergie Jenkins in studio with Mac and Parkins on The Score. Hey, Fergie.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
It's staggering how much love a team that didn't get to the postseason has received for 50 years now, isn't it?
Well, the biggest thing is we had 5 Hall of Famers, including Leo, myself, Billy, Ernie, and Ron Santo, all in one ball club. And to really play as well as we did, and then all of a sudden not fall flat, the Mets just played a little better.
Does it still bother you?
No, not really.
What's the thing that fans ask you about the most from the 69 Cubs?
Why didn't you win?
You know what?
Fair question.
People cried. I cried too. She said, you're not the only one. I was there. I cried when we didn't win.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jerry.
Oh, hi there. I'm Al.
And we do a podcast like almost every day, but not quite.
It's the Al and Jerry post-game podcast. We really started it to talk about things we didn't get to on the Boomer and Geo show, but now it's really just us talking about robots, rats in New York City, and dumb people in Florida.
And porn sites that do studies and polls.
Yes, studies and polls. You can download and subscribe on radio.com and the new radio.com app.
The countdown to kickoff for the Chicago Bears' 100th season is underway. We're reliving the 100 best moments in Chicago Bears history as we count down to Packers versus Bears at Soldier Field on September 5th. 86 days away.
To the 20, breaks free of the 25, to the 30, to the outside, 40, midfield, 40, 30, to the coach, 20, 15, Hester 5.
Down to kickoff for the Bears' 100th season is presented by Champion Roofing. When it comes to roofing, there's only one champion. ChampionRoofing.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys? Rich Campbell.
The D-line panel. Those three championship players were openly challenging Hicks to accept the responsibility for this 2019 to jump through its championship window, because all three of those guys know how fleeting success is. It's very dramatic, and you can feel the tension in the air, and Hicks just said, I accept all of your challenges. And you just realize at that point that so much is building behind this 2019 team, and there is a lot on them. And I just think if you're Akeem Hicks or Eddie Jackson, you're up on these panels, you would have to have a brain made of cement not to take away and bring this burden with you, bring this momentum from these other forces with you to Halas Hall in training camp and every week of the season, knowing what is at stake.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. We're going to talk some NBA right here out of the gate as the opinions are flying in via Twitter. Some good stuff, some hot stuff coming off right now. We got to get to Joe Sheehan. Will talk baseball at 10. It's Joe Day. That means Sheehan at 10. Joe Madden with Lawrence at noon. Midday Midway at 10:40. Mark Deeks of Sky Sports NBA in London, a fantastic NBA voice, is going to be with us at 11. And there's some surprises along the way as well, as there always are. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, the Score. Email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you go to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text or a sext to 67011, please do. If you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
That's on Nick Nurse last night.
Yep. Stream the Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Do we have the video feed? Is he doing it through these cameras here?
There are cameras here.
I know that.
We're looking at them. We're looking. They're
correct.
Right there.
I'm waving at the camera.
There's a green light on and everything.
Okay, the video feed is directed by Brian Gerch at watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live. Our producers are Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and the executioner in the back doing what he does.
Indeed.
Ray Diaz. It was a late end for Cubs-Rockies game last night. Weird Coorsy kind of game.
Oh, that was so Coorsy.
Very Coorsy.
That was so good. It's so weird to look at a Yu Darvish start, say, ah, that was pretty good. Don't throw that pitch to Nolan Arenado, two home runs, but it's an okay start. That is Coorsy, Coorsy, Coors.
Yeah, and tonight they get another shot at Peter Lambert, the guy who bedeviled them when... there's another Lambert... There's a brother. There's two Lamberts, right? But this Lambert, pretty damn good. So Jose Quintana will take the mound and see if he can continue the generally solid Cubs starting pitching. But we're mindful of what happened in the NBA last night, because with one apparent snap, and I say apparent because there's no confirmation that it is a torn Achilles tendon.
Not yet.
But it sure looked like when you don't have to be a doctor to actually see the slow-mo of Kevin Durant's Achilles tendon snapping and rolling up.
No, but you saw the slow-mo. I know it got texted around in the group text last night. I know it went around Twitter and everything. Can you, just before we get into the ramifications, the fact that this Kevin Durant injury affects everything in the NBA, and I mean everything this coming offseason, whether he should have played, whether he shouldn't have played, the forces pushing him to play and those holding him back. Can you remember an injury that went that quickly around? I know we live in this world now where everything's instant, but the moment it happened, that slow-mo was out, and everybody instantly knew that Kevin Durant had likely popped his Achilles and that the future of the NBA had been thrown into question.
Well, there have been all kinds of obvious injuries, but very few with somebody who, with an all-time great player on the precipice of free agency. And this, and you raise the question. You're ominously mentioning.
I'm just saying
that as he gets to age 32, we're not talking about a 24-year-old.
No, he will be on the door by the time this rehab. If he's got the popped Achilles, by the time, even if the rehab goes perfectly and it's 10 months, he will be this close to turning 32. He'll be a 7-footer with a major Achilles pop, and I just wonder why everyone's looking at this situation saying, well, they'll hold cap space and the offers are still there and all this kind of stuff. I can understand it, but no GM is going to look twice. No GM is going to think hard about whether or not their situation is one that they can just assume Kevin Durant will be Kevin Durant again.
I mean, these injuries have bit lesser players and affected their futures. Our guy, Brian Geltzeiler, Hoops Critic on Twitter, feels kind of the same way that I feel. He tweeted just a minute or two ago, this injury is career-altering to Durant. He will never likely be the same player, even if he's somewhat diminished. Then the max offer. Then you've got all these kinds of ripples in the water here. This is something so much larger than just Kevin Durant trying to attack this soft player legacy that he tried to do last night, which, by the way, I think he deserves his due for. Right or wrong, as far as the decision-making process go, he deserves his due for trying to get those points.
This segment is brought to you by Comcast Business. Every day, Comcast Business is helping businesses big and small go beyond the expected to do the extraordinary, because beyond a simple transaction, there's making a customer for life. Comcast Business, beyond fast. Take your business beyond at comcastbusiness.com. After an update, we need to get to some sound. We need to get to both the plaintive and the defiantly inspirational.
Bob Myers.
And Klay Thompson was the opposite of Bob Myers, but it was a very strange feeling. It was a victory, but a terrible, terrible loss. And there's also an opinion of one of our favorite NBA guys who's out there that is a strong one, a definitive opinion on what this means for the future. We're going to get to all of that after we get you updated.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making this 25th anniversary so special. Thank you, and see you in October. The Road Wolves continue for the Cubs, dropping 6 of their last 7 away from Wrigley. Cubs lost to Colorado last night 6-5. Jose Quintana takes his 5.02 road ERA to the Hill against the Rockies tonight. Joe Maddon on the score at noon with Lawrence Holmes. At 35th and Shields, Trey Turner was a single short of a cycle. Washington rolled the Sox 12-1. The two-game set wraps up tonight. Manny Banuelos versus Patrick Corbin. In Game 5 of the NBA Finals, Toronto blew a 6-point lead with 3.5 minutes left. The Warriors beat the Raptors 106-105 to extend the series. Game 6 on Thursday. And Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz gets a 4-year extension worth $108 million guaranteed. Join the Scores Lawrence Holmes on June 25th as he hosts Wilson Contreras and Albert Elmora at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigley for the first luncheon of the 2019 Cubs On Deck series. Tickets are on sale now at 670thescore.com/ondeck, presented by TimberTech and Xfinity. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. The next game on the score tonight when the Cubs take on the Rockies at 7:05 on the score, a radio.com sports station.
Kevin had it's an Achilles injury. I don't know the extent of it. He'll have an MRI tomorrow. Prior to coming back, he went through 4 weeks with our medical team, and it was thorough, and it was experts and multiple MRIs and multiple doctors. And we felt good about the process. He was cleared to play tonight. That was a collaborative decision.
What was interesting is that Bob Myers, who is the top basketball executive of the Golden State Warriors, that press conference happened after Steve Kerr had essentially thrown it upward to him.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr passed on that. They said, who was responsible for Kevin Durant being cleared to play? And he said, I'll let Bob handle that.
Yeah, I think that's likely because Kerr knew Bob was coming down to have his press conference. I don't think Kerr knew Bob was going to be as emotional as he was. And I can't help but think, if this makes me a bad guy, so be it. You can just put it on the list of things. But you hear a GM get that kind of emotional with all the background surrounding Kevin Durant heading up to this game last night, up to the one where he was from a lot of different places, whether it's well-heeled NBA writers, whether it's the dregs of the internet, his Instagram commenters or whatever, there was a vocal force that has called Kevin Durant soft since the moment he joined Golden State. That's just a fact.
Called himself because he joined Golden State.
Absolutely
saying
true.
That this is front running. This is ring shopping.
Yep.
Because he doesn't want to plant his flag somewhere and build a team around himself. And I always push back against that because of the forces in the NBA that changed drastically in the last 10 years.
We shoveled that same type of crap at LeBron when he joined the Heat, and it took us a while. I think it took a lot of people a little while to understand what the NBA was. You know, and what it takes to win a title now. So after having gone through that, after working through those symptoms and understanding what this league is now, you get to the Kevin Durant thing, and everybody shovels double the amount on this guy for having joined a team that's a super team and indestructible and going for three straight titles, all this stuff. And what came with it was a soft reputation. So he has to go out last night, or decided that he had to go out last night and try and prove that wrong. And I get, you know, you can get into whether or not it was the right or wrong decision, but it sounds, when you hear Bob Myers get that emotional about things, it sounds like guilt. It sounds like either that organization, we talked about it yesterday too, as these reports kind of swirled that inside the organization, there were people wondering, Kevin probably ought to get out there. Well, we'd like, you know, it'd be easier if Kevin was out here trying to play a little bit. We think he can do it. Whether it's inside or outside, one way or the other, that seemed like an organization that might have not done right by their guy.
It's amazing in my Twitter timeline here. Consecutive tweets. One from Deadspin a minute ago. It's an article by Tom Lee that just says, who's to blame? The tweet directly underneath that is from is from Bernstein underscore MCK, and it is a Twitter poll. Who is to blame for Kevin Durant's injury?
Well, what did we put up as options on the Bernstein underscore MCK Twitter feed?
The options are Durant, trainers, front office slash organization. I assume trainers includes doctors and medical staff.
Yeah, I think probably.
And 60% right now with five votes in. The fourth option, no one to blame.
No one to blame.
And what Tom Lee writes is, engage in this exercise long enough, you'll find there's no bottom to the rabbit hole.
No.
It's entirely possible that someone or multiple someones do deserve to carry the blame, but will never be identified because we'll never truly know what their motivations were. And those actors' motivations may have been unknown even to themselves at the time decisions were being made. Beyond some revelation the team medical staff grievously failed Durant in some way, either misdiagnosing his injury in the first place, pushing him too hard to come back, or misleading him when they told him that returning to action wouldn't put him at risk, no easy answers are going to present themselves.
Yeah, that's an important point that Tom Lee kind of makes on Deadspin there, that barring some sort of, you know, medical malpractice, finding the asserting blame is kind of a tough exercise here. Warriors over the Raptors last night by one. Did you know, by the way, Dan, that they won that first quarter, the Warriors did, by 6 points? They won the first quarter by 6 points. You know how many points they lost the fourth quarter by? 5.
Wow.
They won the game by 1.
So Kevin Durant mattered that much in what he was doing in that first quarter.
11 points in 12 minutes.
Shots.
Had a couple of threes. He looked good. That's the other thing about this. He was pregame
moving
dancing around.
Okay. I saw him switch defensively a couple times.
He had the dunk in warm-ups. He had Pascal Siakam, all kinds of turnaround. He forced him to a turnover and then swiped that layup in pseudo-transition. I mean, the Raptors were coming down from one end to the other, but Durant was kind of caught in between, so I wouldn't say that it wasn't like a chase down like LeBron, but it's an athletic play to make. It's an instinctual play to make. Kind of had himself going.
I want you to read that Brian Geltzeiler tweet.
Yeah, okay, so we'll read this one more time. This is from Hoops Critic. Brian Geltzeiler, we have him on quite often. Great guy to talk hoops with. And this is where I kind of feel about this as well. Nice to see Geltzeiler back me up a little bit. After seeing what happened with Durant last night, what Kawhi did last year listening to his body instead of the team's medical staff may have saved his career. Sure, that's conjecture. The injury is career-altering to Durant. He likely will never be the same player. I think that, for me, that's front of mind, because there are ripples in this, of course, and obviously, that will shape the NBA for potentially years to come. I mean, there's future involved here. When we get back, we're going to talk about some of those ripples and how they may wash up on the shores of some of these other NBA teams, but there's also some Klay Thompson audio from last night that I think is worth getting to as well, because as much as the Bob Myers stuff was emotional and raw, Klay's was more of a stoic, I think some, but also very, very strong stuff.
I also want to put away an easy false equivalency that's occurring that has to do with Chicago basketball history, that it is too facile a leap that many people are making, and that needs to be shut down. We got to do that too.
Tons going on in the NBA. Don't go anywhere. Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to two on The Score.
Steve Stone, Lucas Giolito.
If you accept the fact that he was a bottom two or three starter in all of baseball last year, you'd have to say he's a top two or three starter in baseball this year. Now his control is almost letter perfect. Wherever he wants to throw that four-seam fastball, he seems to throw it.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, golfers. Kyle Kunesh here, golf pro at Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. I'll bet you can picture your next round right now. The freshly cut greens, rolling hills as far as the eye can see. You might even see dollar signs. Sink an ace on select holes to win up to $10,000. Come see us this season on the Brute and the Highlands. Book your tee time today at GrandGenevaGolf.com.
They put in a brand new skylight in our bathroom upstairs. This was a replacement. They did a fabulous job on it. You know, we realized it wasn't the biggest job in the world, but in the same token, they treated us like it was. They didn't put us off. I can't say enough about them.
We're talking today with mega customer Jan Hoffer.
The last time they were here, they were plugging up woodpecker holes. The nice thing about these guys is that they will take on some small jobs. I mean, we don't have anything big right now, but they're always very courteous and caring. And when they do the job, they do a great job. And they're, you know, no job is, I don't think, is too small for them in terms of, you know, just taking care of their clients. We'd recommend them anytime to anybody.
One mega call does it all.
847-658-8989.
847-658-8989. MegaPros.com.
One mega call does it all.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you great coverage for less. Combining 90s R&B with State Farm radio ads gets you this jam covered for free.
Home and auto, let's do it. Combine it, my policy, my wallet is waiting. Come on, jump on it, home and auto.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Combine it.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels. Nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Metro by T-Mobile has the best deal in wireless. Switch to Metro and get two lines for just $80 with Amazon Prime included all month, every month. Plus, now get two free Samsung Galaxy J7 Star phones. Get the best deal in wireless today, only at Metro. Plus sales tax and activation fee. $50 plus rate plan required. Not valid for numbers currently on T-Mobile network or on Metro in past 90 days. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 per month value. Eligible port required. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Napa know-how.
At Napa Auto Parts, you can get $25 or more off brand new DeWalt power tools by trading in your old ones. You know, those worthless tools you never use anymore? Yeah, those dusty things can actually save you at least $25 on new DeWalt power tools. Not so worthless after all. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/19.
behind-the-scenes sound from last night, the sight of the Warriors' victory, and more importantly, the Kevin Durant injury, and we break down the ramifications of that in 1 minute on The Score.
The internet has changed, so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet for digital banking. It's time for a change. Now through July 10th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit the PNC Gold Coast branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank, make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank National Association member FDIC.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
They're all so upset about Kevin. You could hear it in those comments you just played. Steph Curry, when I played him what Bob Myers said at the podium on my phone just because he wanted to see it, he started crying and couldn't finish talking to me and had to go find Bob and did find Bob and gave him a hug. I walked out of the building with Steve Kerr and Scott. I mean, he just kept saying to me, he's like, the doctors told us that he couldn't get more hurt by coming back, that he had cleared that hurdle. And he just kind of kept saying that over and over again. And I think that's the pain you see on someone like his face, Bob Myers' face. They feel responsible for this situation, even though, of course, no human's responsible for an injury happening to someone else. They do feel like, but we thought this, and that's why we made that decision, and then this other thing happened, and you can see it's going to be a very long flight home for them.
Rachel Nichols, ESPN, that is a way of saying things. I guarantee you she knows more than she's saying. And that's a way
it always does,
right? And I've been in a situation as a reporter where there are some things that you can say and some things that you can't. But as we read between the lines, they're clearly internally, the basketball executives have to be questioning the advice that came from their doctors.
Regret. That's regret. That's straight up emotional regret. They threw their guy out there. He wanted to go. And, there's an aspect of this that is kind of inaccessible for you and me and listeners and everything. Unless you've been there, unless you've been the professional athlete with millions of dollars on the line and all this other stuff. Damian Woody, former NFL player, kind of tweeted this out, and I thought it was summed up really well. What KD went through last night, unfortunately, is what a lot of pro athletes go through. When you're injured, you feel isolated, detached from the team. One of the worst feelings ever, feeling like you've let your brothers down and there's really nobody to save the player from himself. That is a large factor here. That shadow is big when it comes to diagnosing what happened, the decision-making process between the Warriors and Kevin Durant last night. And while discretion probably should have been the better part of valor here, while KD's people probably should have helped pull him away from a decision to go play, I mean, in terms of their long-term regard, in terms of their long-term decision-making, probably a better idea to not play, but that driving force, that matters, and it kind of shows you that KD, DeMarcus Cousins was talking about this, Klay Thompson was talking about this last night, he's just like every other human being with something to prove, an athlete with something to prove at the top of his game.
We have to shut down some retroactive false equivalency that is occurring right here for the number of Bulls fans and, more importantly, the Derrick Rose stands who are saying, well, what about the people that said Rose was soft because he didn't come back after his knee injury? Here's the thing. A year after he had surgery for a relatively routine injury with a completely understood best practice return timetable for elite athletes, he was scrimmaging at full speed for weeks. He was scrimmaging at full speed for weeks that became months and just didn't play in a game. Also, Rose wasn't criticized for being, quote-unquote, soft. He was criticized for being weird, because no one could understand how the two things could be true. That's the first part and the second part. The third is this. His return was literally the prescribed part of his rehab. That's what happens. The doctors would say, you are here, you get to here, now you are scrimmaging, now you return to game action. It is a known pattern. It is a known prognosis. It is what you do and when you do it. It had already been gone on for decades with the repair of an ACL and cartilage tears, etc. And that, when it was clearly time to get back, no one ever could figure out why he didn't listen to the doctors and trainers who said, now it is time.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a different...
They're unrelated.
Yeah. There's going to be a different set of things to figure out when it comes to Kevin Durant. And it's, you know, it was a calf injury first. Does that affect the Achilles? Does it not? I mean, I doubt that's ever going to be something, well, probably not in short term, anything we figure out or anything that the Warriors release or anything that they really detail in terms of the medical staff and stuff. That's right. I mean, that's not going to be something that they want to litigate out in the public or determine out in public. Klay Thompson talked a little bit last night, too. You know, you heard the emotional Bob Myers, the GM. You heard Rachel Nichols when we were coming back kind of describing the scene after the game and how emotional Kevin Durant's teammates were. Klay Thompson, one of those, obviously. And I wouldn't say this is necessarily emotional, but it is a fairly honest assessment of what went on last night and what needs to happen still. I mean, the Warriors can, theoretically, still come back and do this thing. Here's Klay Thompson.
If anyone watched the last 3 years of basketball, you saw this man was the Finals MVP back-to-back. So all that, those talking heads who say we're better without him, that's just ludicrous. Like, that's crazy. This is the best player in the world. You could put him on the 30th best team in the league, and that team will make the playoffs. That's how talented he is. So we don't even pay any of that, no mind, because with him, we are really one of the greatest teams to ever play. Without him, we're a really good team, but you throw Kevin Durant out there, like I said before, one of the greatest ever. So we don't pay that any attention because that's just stupid. Stupid, because he's a warrior. You saw what he did tonight. He sacrificed his health for us, and we dearly miss him. I mean, it was very deflating to see him go out.
Sacrificed his health, and it's still every one of these comments or bits of information gets back to springing up all kinds of questions around it. What did he know he was sacrificing? Yeah. What risk did he think he was taking? That's critical to understand.
I mean, that's part of what Rachel Nichols has kind of been reporting, right? I mean, she's out there intimating that he was told, or the belief was, that he couldn't hurt it worse if he played.
Well, there's malpractice possibility here.
If that's true, then yeah.
I mean, they were wrong. If this calf strain, and again, it depends on where it is on the calf. You could have a calf strain way up toward the crook of the knee. You can have a calf strain right at the insertion point of the Achilles. We don't know any of this information. We don't know if a calf strain could have been the beginning of an Achilles tear. Because, you know, the Achilles tendon is a weird tendon because it's so dense. And when it ruptures like that, picture the head of a mop.
Yeah,
because that's what either end looks like. It's not clean. It's all of these little tiny fibers.
Oh, is that right? It frays out at either end.
If when an Achilles ruptures, and I've seen pictures of this before, it looks like a floor mop on either end, or like a jellyfish on either end. Ugh. So there could be something that is visible. There could be something that's not visible. But if in fact Kevin Durant was advised by team orthopedists to, based on their imaging and everything they knew, that he wouldn't risk it further, and there was a tear there that they should have seen, there could be medical malpractice here.
I mean, he practiced the other day. He was in the walk around, in the shoot around with them for a few. We reported this on the show yesterday morning that he had left the shoot around a little early for what was clearly maintenance. We didn't know that then, but it seems now that it was just kind of, you know, maintenance, and he got himself around. So he's practiced and played for what, like 20-something minutes, 25 minutes, something like that, over the last couple of days before going back to play in this one. And the other part of this is, as crazy as the injury is and as crazy as everything around it is, he looked like Kevin Durant.
Looked good.
He looked like he was going to make a massive impact. He did. I mean, he made a massive impact in that first quarter.
We also have no idea, did they give him a painkiller? What did they give him, a cortisone shot? Because if there's cortisone in there,
it stiffens things.
It makes
right?
things brittle and more likely to rupture.
How about this? Just the fact that He was out there for 12 of the first 14 minutes of the game when he had been off for this long. Regardless of if he's winded or not at that moment in time, there's no way in hell he should be out there that much that early.
As far as we know. I mean, again...
Well, what do you mean? He was on the court.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, as far as shouldn't, it's all based on the medicals. Maybe he was completely
Well, no, I mean, the shouldn't can just go to the injury, right? I mean, he played that much and got hurt, so...
But just in terms of being cautious in general, regardless of if they think it'll actually hurt the injury more, just how about just the fact the guy hasn't played that long, so whether it's purely just stamina, whether he thinks he can stay out there or not, how about that first win, you just give him... Whatever it is, let's say half the first quarter, you give him more time off than you normally would in his normal rotation. I mean, they said they were going to play him shorter bursts before the game, and he played almost the entire first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that points as much as anything else to Kevin Durant and who's ever around him, kind of helping him or making his decisions with him. That's him trying to affect a legacy. That's him trying to affect a perception. And that's him, you know, like we read from Damian Woody on Twitter earlier, that's him trying to be the teammate that everyone wondered if he was ever going to be. You know, everyone, except for those guys in that locker room, he's like, well, it's Kevin Durant and the Warriors, right? I mean, we've dealt with this for years now. And he tried to go out there and put that to bed.
You think he played because of legacy over? Because, I mean, there's reports from every national reporter that's down in, you know, in the bowels of the building.
Mm-hmm.
You could hear him from the locker room in every other game screaming just like any other fan. It's not like he's disengaged from this team. He wants that team to win. He wants to go out there just like anybody else that's hurt because he wants them to win. I honestly don't think it's near as much about legacy as much as everybody wants to make it out to be because it's a good storyline.
Interesting. I mean, it can be both, though, couldn't it? I mean, he can do both. Just because one helps the other, just because being a good teammate and wanting to win and being out there helps the other doesn't necessarily mean that it can be one or the other.
I guess it's just one of those things where if you've heard any long-form interviews with him before, he cares about basketball more than anything. And just outside of, like, you know, that being a generic thing to throw out there, he lights up when you're talking about basketball. Being on the court is what he identifies himself with. So if he has the ability to be himself, to be, I'm Kevin Durant, and I can help this team win, don't you think he's going to do that?
I mean, he did.
Yeah.
That's what he did last night.
That was Klay Thompson's point, that's what players do at this level, and he's no different in that regard. I get it. We're Bernstein and McKnight. We are on 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670. The Score coming up. We've got baseball talk with Joe Sheehan of Sports Illustrated and Baseball Prospectus. We're going to be diving back into the NBA stuff a little bit later. We've got Mark Deeks of Sky Sports NBA who's going to be joining us at 11. A lot to come. We'll get basebally with it next on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
As a designer, Studio 41 is my favorite destination for kitchen and bath. Now, even better with Premier Outlets right next door. I find top brands like Kohler, Growy, and Roll in the outlet all the time. Find the Premier Outlet near you at shopstudio41.com.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No, Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels. Nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing for For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Okay, family, announcement. Our smart home is online.
Cool, Dad.
Yeah, smart lights, smart fridge, smart thermostat. The smart speaker plays music or answers questions like this. Check it out. Question, what animals besides humans have chins?
Can't find home internet.
Super impressive, Dad.
Okay, hold on. Question, can you find the home internet?
Can't find home internet.
Ha ha! Smart house!
Your home is only as smart as your internet. Get fast, reliable internet with AT&T Fiber with speeds up to 300 megabits per second and DirecTV. Save when you bundle for $75 per month for 1 year after discounts with 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements. Limited availability may not be in your area. Check eligibility at att.com/fiber300. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing.
And 6919. New residential customers includes internet 300 and select TV package. Speeds not guaranteed and vary. Requires auto pay combined and paperless bill. Prices higher in second year. Pay $80 per month until discount starts at 3 bills. Equipment lease, early termination, equipment non-return, taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Taz Show with multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, award-winning podcaster, and morning show host on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Taz, and we like it all in the world of sports entertainment, wrestling, and beyond with special guests and more. Listen anytime on demand at radio.com.